State Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Elia took full responsibility for the mistake, which she says was due to a misreading of a new federal funding formula that gave $12 million more to 275 charter schools in the state at the expense of 677 public school districts, including some of the poorest schools in New York.
This is our error, and we own it. We want to be upfront about it, and we will work with schools to make this as pain-free as possible.
The money came from the federal Title IIA program. It gives funds for teacher training and development. The state got $153 million overall. The program represents a small fraction of the $1.6 billion in federal education aid that New York received this year.
This was 7.8% of the allocation that we received from the federal government for Title IIA. Some districts, some charters received a substantial amount over what they should have received, and regular school districts, 687 regular school districts and special ed districts, were underpaid.
Elia says most of the schools will be repaid in the upcoming school year, but some schools, including those in the so-called Big Five school districts of Buffalo, Rochester, and Syracuse, will be reimbursed over a two-year period. Elia says it will take 4 years to pay New York City back. The charter schools will not be required to return any of the money, but Elia says they will receive smaller amounts of funding in future years to make up the difference. The commissioner says none of the schools noticed the error. It was discovered by staff at the education department, and she says no one there will be punished for the mistake.
It did not come from anyone who was either allocated, over-allocated, or under-allocated. We actually found this ourselves.
The error and corrections come at a time when the Trump administration is planning to cut New York's share of the teacher training money by $60 million. A spokesman for the New York State School Boards Association responded in a statement saying there's no way around the fact that mistakes can occur in any organization and credits the commissioner for owning up to the error. Spokesman Al Marlin says the schools are pleased to hear that most districts will be made whole for any shortfall that occurred. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.